Good morning. It's January 6th, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report discusses Tesla's decline in electric vehicle sales and performance ratings. In recent commentary, MarketScreener.com noted that Tesla experienced an 8.6% drop in sales during the year 2025. This decline raises concerns for investors, especially as Tesla has been a major player in the electric vehicle market. As the competition intensifies, particularly from traditional automakers like Ford, Tesla's ability to maintain its market share will be critical. The company's performance ratings are being scrutinized, reflecting various factors like financial health, valuation, and earnings revisions. Investors will be closely watching how Tesla adapts to these challenges in an increasingly crowded market. Looking ahead, it will be important for Tesla to innovate and perhaps recalibrate its strategies to regain momentum. The shift in consumer preferences and the economic environment could have significant implications for the company as we move into the new year.
This report covers the recent changes in Tesla's stock ownership and market performance. Insights from MarketBeat reveal that Signature FD LLC has increased its stake in Tesla by 10% during the third quarter, now holding nearly 115,000 shares valued at over $51 million. This positions Tesla as the 22nd largest holding in their portfolio. Further movements in Tesla shares were observed among other institutional investors as well. For instance, Chapman Financial Group acquired a new stake valued at around $26,000, while Chelsea Council Co. raised its holdings by almost 60%, now owning 107 shares worth approximately $28,000. Interestingly, ESL Trust Services made a dramatic increase in its position, up nearly 2,000%, now holding 100 shares valued at $32,000. Overall, institutional investors control about 66% of Tesla's stock. In terms of market performance, Tesla shares opened at $451.67, reflecting a slight uptick of 3.1%. The company recently reported quarterly earnings that exceeded analysts' expectations, marking a significant increase in revenue compared to the same period last year. However, despite these positive developments, there are mixed sentiments among analysts regarding Tesla's future, with some maintaining sell ratings due to recent sales declines in key markets like the United Kingdom and China. In addition to these developments, notable insider trades occurred, with Tesla's chief financial officer selling over 2,600 shares and a director selling over 56,000 shares. Both transactions indicated a decrease in their ownership stakes, which might raise questions among investors about insider confidence. Looking ahead, analysts have diverse opinions on Tesla's stock, with some firms maintaining a hold rating, while others are more optimistic about its potential for growth in the coming years. Overall, Tesla continues to be a focal point in the market, reflecting both investor confidence and the challenges the company faces in a competitive landscape. This commentary focuses on the recent performance and valuation of Trupanion, a company that provides medical insurance for pets. As reported earlier by Simply Wall Street, Trupanion has experienced a mixed trajectory in its stock performance. Over the last month, shares gained slightly, increasing by just under 1%. However, the longer-term picture is less favorable, with a decline of over 12% in the past 3 months and nearly 24% over the last year. These figures indicate waning momentum, raising questions about the company's growth prospects. Trupanion's revenue stands at approximately $1.4 billion, with a net income nearing $15 million. Yet there is a significant disparity between this financial performance and analysts' price targets, which average around $55. This discrepancy leads to speculation about whether the stock is undervalued or if the market has already factored in anticipated growth. The company is focusing on improving its underwriting practices and targeting higher-value pet customers, which could enhance its growth and profitability in the future. However, potential investors should be cautious. The stock's current price-to-earnings ratio is around 104 times, which is considerably higher than the industry average of approximately 12.9 times. This premium valuation suggests that there is limited margin for error if earnings or growth do not meet expectations. Moreover, if Trupanion relies too heavily on price increases rather than expanding its subscriber base, it could face challenges in maintaining its market position against faster-growing competitors. Therefore, while there is a narrative of potential upside, the risks associated with Trupanion's high valuation and competitive landscape cannot be overlooked. In summary, those interested in Trupanion should conduct thorough research, considering both the opportunities and risks outlined in Simply Wall Street's analysis.
This report discusses the recent leadership changes at Riot Platforms and their impact on the company's stock performance. A recent update from Simply Wall Street indicates that Riot Platforms has appointed Jason Chung as its new chief financial officer, with a focus on linking executive compensation to the growth of data centers rather than solely on Bitcoin mining. In terms of stock performance, Riot's shares rose significantly in the last trading session, climbing nearly 12% to close at approximately $14.16. However, over the past 3 months, the stock has seen a decline of more than 34%. Despite this short-term fluctuation, the company has delivered impressive returns over the longer term, boasting a total shareholder return of nearly 190% over the past 3 years. Analysts are watching closely as Riot shifts towards data center operations and evaluates its recent equity offerings. The market currently values Riot's shares lower than analysts' average target price of around $26, which raises questions about whether the stock is undervalued or if the anticipated growth has already been priced in. The consensus among analysts suggests a target price of about $17, reflecting their expectations for future earnings growth and profit margins. However, opinions vary widely, with the most optimistic analysts suggesting a potential price of $22, while the more skeptical see it dropping to $11. The analysis implies that for Riot to meet these higher valuations, it will need to demonstrate strong revenue growth and a transition from losses to profitability. Additionally, the company faces significant capital requirements for building out its data center infrastructure and remains sensitive to fluctuations in Bitcoin prices, which could pose risks to its business model. Currently, Riot's price-to-earnings ratio stands at about 32, slightly above the broader software sector. Analysts note that this suggests investors are already pricing in expectations for future growth. The key question remains whether Riot's earnings will catch up to its stock price, or if the price will eventually align with its fair valuation, estimated at around $27.50. For those considering an investment in Riot Platforms, this evolving narrative underscores the importance of understanding both the potential rewards and the risks associated with the company's strategic pivot.
This report covers recent developments regarding Diamondback Energy and its performance in the oil industry. According to a recent report from Investing.com Nigeria, Bernstein has slightly lowered its price target for Diamondback Energy to $190 from $199, while still maintaining an outperform rating. The adjustment reflects Bernstein's view that 2026 will be a critical year for the upstream oil sector, anticipating a plateau and subsequent decline in shale oil production. As shale resources become scarcer, upstream companies like Diamondback may face increased pressure to manage risks, including acquisitions and exploration in challenging geopolitical environments. Despite this, Bernstein continues to see Diamondback Energy as a strong player, citing its low-risk, abundant inventory as a significant asset in this evolving landscape. Additionally, Diamondback has been actively managing its finances, recently reporting impressive third-quarter results for 2025. The company achieved earnings per share of $3.08, surpassing expectations, and its revenues of $3.92 billion also exceeded forecasts. In a strategic move, Diamondback announced a share repurchase agreement allowing for the buyback of 2 million shares at a set price, which is part of its ongoing effort to enhance shareholder value. Furthermore, Conduit Power has secured financial agreements with Diamondback and Granite Ridge Resources to develop a significant natural gas power generation project in West Texas, aimed at improving local power supply. UBS has reaffirmed its buy rating on Diamondback Energy, holding a price target of $174. These developments collectively underscore Diamondback Energy's strong financial position and strategic initiatives within the current oil market dynamics.
This report discusses the ownership structure and institutional investment in CVS Health Corporation. In a new piece by Simply Wall Street, we learned that institutional investors hold a significant portion of CVS, owning approximately 88% of the company. This high level of institutional ownership usually indicates a strong interest from professional investors, which could be a positive signal for retail investors. Having such a large stake in CVS means that these institutions are likely to have conducted extensive research on the company, and their confidence can influence the stock's performance. However, it's essential to remember that institutional investors are not infallible. A sudden shift in their sentiment could lead to rapid changes in the stock price. The largest institutional holder is BlackRock, which owns nearly 10% of shares. Following closely are the Vanguard Group and Capital Research and Management Company, each with significant stakes as well. Interestingly, despite the high institutional ownership, no single shareholder possesses a majority of the company. This suggests a diverse range of opinions among large investors. In addition, the report highlights that insiders, typically the company's executives and board members, own less than 1% of CVS. This relatively low insider ownership might limit their influence over decisions and accountability. Meanwhile, individual investors hold about 11% of the stock, which, while not enough to sway major decisions, still allows them to have a voice in company matters. It's also worth noting that CVS has been flagged with 4 potential warning signs that investors should consider before making any decisions. Looking ahead, those interested in how CVS Health might perform should keep an eye on analyst forecasts and the overall market sentiment around the stock.
This analysis focuses on Perdoceo Education's recent stock performance and financial fundamentals, as reported by Simply Wall Street. The company's stock has experienced a decline of 11% over the past 3 months, which may raise concerns for investors. However, a deeper look into its financial health reveals some encouraging signs. One key metric to consider is the company's return on equity, or ROE, which stands at 16%. This figure indicates how effectively Perdoceo's management is leveraging shareholder capital to generate profits. For context, this means that for every dollar of equity, the company earned 16 cents in profit. This level of ROE is fairly competitive when compared to the industry average of 17%. Despite this solid performance on the ROE front, it's worth noting that Perdoceo's net income growth has lagged behind the industry. The average growth for the sector stands at 25%, while Perdoceo only managed a growth rate of 6.5% over the past 5 years. This discrepancy raises questions about the company's growth potential moving forward. Additionally, Perdoceo has been retaining a significant portion of its profits with a payout ratio of 22%. This suggests that the company is prioritizing reinvestment into its operations rather than distributing cash to shareholders through dividends. Recently, Perdoceo has initiated dividend payments, likely as a strategy to attract and impress investors. Overall, while there are concerns regarding its growth rate compared to the industry, Perdoceo Education's sound financials and strong ROE indicate that it is making prudent decisions regarding reinvestment. Looking ahead, analysts expect the company's earnings growth to maintain its current pace, which could suggest a stable outlook for investors.
This commentary focuses on the recent upgrade of Grupo Aeroportuario del Pacifico by Banco Bradesco BBI. Guru Focus recently noted that the financial institution has shifted its rating on Grupo Aeroportuario del Pacifico from underperform to neutral, signaling a more positive outlook. Analyst Rodolfo Ramos has also set a new price target of $260 for the stock, which had not been previously established and adds weight to this rating change. Grupo Aeroportuario del Pacifico is involved in the construction and operation of airports in Mexico, with its primary revenue generator being the Guadalajara Airport. The average price target from five analysts for the company is approximately $259, suggesting a slight downside from the current price of $262.45. The highest analyst target is $280, while the lowest stands at $239. In terms of overall recommendations, analysts have given the company an average rating of 2.2, which indicates an outperform status on a scale where 1 represents a strong buy and 5 indicates a sell. Additionally, Guru Focus estimates a fair value of the stock at $278.65, suggesting potential upside from the current price. This data reflects the market's evolving sentiment towards Grupo Aeroportuario del Pacífico as it continues to play a significant role in Mexico's airport operations.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.